And until her death in 1023, Sitt al-Mulk was indeed the shadow caliph. As for al-Hakim, because of the restrictions he imposed on the mobility of women, he has gone down in history as the ultimate misogynist. With such a formidable sister, his weariness of women might well have begun at home. The mix of history and legend surrounding the caliph has continued to fascinate writers throughout the centuries. As recently as the 1990s, a poem dedicated to al-Hakim appeared in the New Yorker, and the novel on him won major literary prizes in the Arab world.
Tonight's essay was presented by Dr. Simonetta Calderini and produced by Sarah Taylor. And if you'd like to hear any of this series of essays again, you can do so by going to the Radio 3 website, where you can also download them as podcasts. And the series continues on Monday. This is Radio 3. The time is 11 o'clock. Time now for World on 3. And it's a good evening to Loba Qatari.
Thanks, Ian. Well, I'm going to start the programme tonight with a leap back into Polish folk history. I don't know if you remember a band called Ruta, who put 16th century anarchy with 21st century punk into one high-octane musical package. Well, Jolanta from that group has got her own band that's taken a slightly less rebellious approach to medieval Poland. They're called Mosaic, and they've thrown the punk out of the mix and added a twist of the Orient. Here they are.
Thank you.
Polish folk band Mosaic, who carried all their gear up a mountain, transformed a hut into a makeshift studio and recorded an album in just a week. The album's called Kawiścieci, meaning all the luck, and that track was Koźnik. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on Three. We're going to cross thousands of musical miles tonight. My guest in session is Siba, a passionate musicologist from northeastern Brazil, whose latest studio album has taken him into what he calls alternative tropical folk rock. That's coming up in about 20 minutes' time. I've also got some pop music from Canada, mixing it up with Tuva, and a tune where camels, yes, camels, give it a go with the Danes, a veritable cornucopia of new releases and vintage reissues as well. And let's not forget that it is week two of our countdown to the Commonwealth Games. So the World on Three team have got music from two more nations for you tonight, Lesotho and the Canadian island of Newfoundland. So let's get going with music from Costa Rica. Here's Sonambulo Psicotropical, Psychotropical Sleepwalkers, and Jabali Montuno, a bit of Latino two-tone. The band says that their ultimate goal is uninhibited dancing. So go on, give it a go and let go.
Oh,
John Reichman there, master mandolin player, setting a cracking pace on Joe Eyre's Dream. John thought it was time to record some of his new songs and celebrate bluegrass at the same time. And Walk Along, John, is the result. So heading off to Greece now, this is Korymasia, Little Witch, from Compania's first studio album, and it's just beautiful. Lovely voices raised in slurring harmonies, asking the witch what she gave them to drink that they should be so besotted with her. ¶¶
ζήσα όταν σε φιλώ. Γιατί δε λέω φτάνει. Βάζει στα χυλάκια σου τι με έχει ξετρελάνει. Τι βάζεις στο φιλί σου, και με κατάντησες με κρύο κι αλκοολικό μαζί σου. Αντίσες με κρύο κι αλκοολικό μαζί σου
¡Suscríbete al canal!
Mamani Keita, a strikingly different sound of Mali, driven by one of the country's leading guitarists, Jeli Moussa Kouyaté, the guy who was a figurehead in the Bamako Rail Band in its heyday. Kanu, meaning to love, was released last week, and it's well worth a listen. And that song was Demisenu. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. Over the next 20 weeks or so here on World on 3, we've got a bit of a music marathon going on. In the run-up, pardon the pun, to the Commonwealth Games, we're going to be bringing you music from all of the 53 nations who make up the members of the Commonwealth. We've also been talking to some of the athletes and record breakers who are taking part about songs from their country that they feel is part of the soundtrack of their life, music that's inspired them, made them aim higher, given them resolve, or even just reminded them of home when they've needed it most. This week, the champion in question is from Lesotho, that landlocked country in southern Africa. Mosito Lehata is a 100 and 200 metre sprinter, and he is the fastest man in Lesotho. He even finished ahead of world champ Usain Bolt in the first round of last year's Athletic World Championships. And here he is telling us about his chosen track.
My name is Mosito Lehata. I'm a sprinter from Lesotho. I represented my country in the Olympics in London. I reached the final of the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. I always feel very honored and very happy, very proud that I'm representing my country. Even though it's never easy to be the only sprinter from Lesotho, but I always feel very honored and very blessed as well. So it's always a great feeling, and I always want to go out there and work very hard for my country. Even knowing that my country is one of those countries that are not famous, I believe that I can make a difference, you know, in the future, maybe if I do well, which I believe is possible. The world will start knowing about my country, so I always feel very honored. Budasa is a jazz artist from Lesotho, very good one. He inspired me a lot. I always listen to his music when I'm away from home. The name of the song is Jonjobina. It's a good song, a motivational song. You know, if you listen to it, get stronger, makes you keep going. Makes you to remember who you are, where you are from, you know, and where you are going. So it's a very good song. That's why I like it so much. Especially when I'm far from home, I always do listen to that song.
Mabela khunana ra ditlhakuthabisa di ho ho. Rute bella ditie. Report to forty sana let's read the laharatio. When I'm a baby. Le ka re ke sireletsa ka loka monyako e bile ke sireletsa le ka tsari ya ngwana ke re ke nna letlala la mabengulu ke se kereng ka okera bona hey hey ela o mumu le kwa bona o mumu le kwa ke bona hey ha ke ana jwa la ke nile mule ntoke na Sadi, man thank you sango waka, man shapa katirat, hela kiri kama hete. Le maikutlo pelo ya ka e lwantsana le maikutlo pelo ya ka e lwantsana le maikutlo elang pelo ya ka e lwantsana le maikutlo pelo ya ka e lwantsana le maikutlo
Khabane se finyane sathuwa matlomenyako abukaka sale ra mosala ba re kwena mama hukubi mama hwaba mama rwala nyoko ya mutinyane
jwala bona jwala
bona jwala bona
jwala bona
jwala bona
jwala bona
tonto bina
jwala bona
tonto bina
jwala bona.
A song from Lesotho that brings inspiration and home a little bit closer for Mositu Lehata when he's training and competing far from his country. Saxophonist Budaza and a track called Donjobina picked by the fastest man in Lesotho, Mositu Lehata. Well, still to come on the programme, more Commonwealth connections, plus belching camels, Nordic pop and music from an eccentric Nigerian legend called Easy Kabaka Brown. But right now, here's Siba, a Brazilian music maverick who came into the studio here at Broadcasting House in October. He's a soft-spoken fellow, quite intense, but also humorous, whose songs all seem to play around death and rebirth. Depressing? Well, strangely not. He and the band began by playing a song called Preparando o Salto, Prepare to Jump.
Mm. Não vejo nada que não tenha desabado, nem mesmo entendo como estou de pé, olhando outro num espelho pendurado, que reconheço, mas não sei quem é. Não ouço passos de ninguém entre os escombros, nem mesmo insetos revirando pó. Um vento seco me arrepia e encolho os ombros, mas na verdade estou queimando só. Depois do fogo restam só fumaça e brasas, e eu tiro as cinzas do meu peito nu. Daqui a pouco meus dois braços serão asas, e eu me levanto renascido e cru. E mesmo aquela velha sombra ressecada, que imita tantos quanto eu fui e sou, ficou nos cacos de um espelho aprisionada, de pés cortados não vai onde eu vou. Antes de nascer as plumas, com minhas unhas quero me arranhar, pra ter riscado na pele um mapa tosco pra poder voltar. Vou passar como um santo mudo, mirando alto, rindo, preparando salto, deixando pra trás tudo.
Na pele, um mapa tosco pra poder voltar.
Vou passar como um santo mudo, mirando alto, rindo, preparando salto, deixando pra trás tudo. Vou passar como um santo mudo, mirando alto, rindo, preparando salto, deixando pra trás tudo.
Well, I'm here with Sima and his band of merry men. And that song is called Preparando o Salto. Is that correct, Sima?
Yeah.
It sounded to me a pretty sweet, light-hearted song, but it's got a very deep meaning. Prepare to jump, is that right?
Kind of desperate song. It's much more about trying to recover and to rebuild oneself.
Isn't that very much where you're at this moment in your music?
As an artist, you must always try to do in this place, looking and asking these questions all the time. But this record especially, it came from a special time in my life that I was really deep into these questions without the answers coming so fast. So you have to dig a little more this time.
Now, you're seen, at least outside of Brazil, as quite a maverick, someone who swims outside of the mainstream, makes his own
way. I like this word.
Yeah.
Try to use it now.
Is that how you're seen within Brazil?
Definitely, I'm outside the mainstream, but I'm not alone. There's a lot of nice people crossing this same path that is, you're not in the mainstream and you're also not unknown.
I go to Brazil a lot. I mean, I love the music that is there, but I still feel that I have to search for it. Samba and Bossa Nova very much defines its musical identity. The music that you do, which is very much influenced, obviously, by the northeast of Brazil with these great grooves and melodies, still seems to be pretty much underground, that doesn't travel nationally across the country.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big country, and not until now we didn't kill the specific music, the traditional music of the many different places there. And some of these styles of music, and they managed to not only survive, but to rebuild themselves into something that means for today. So our living traditions, it makes Brazil a very special country for music and for culture.
But do you think there's a bit of a folk revival going on then, that this local music, whether it's maracatu or ciranda or brega or whatever, is going to be given a bigger voice, perhaps on... You don't hear it on radio either.
No,
in Brazil.
This is not happening, no. Unfortunately. What happened in the 90s was something like this. It was kind of a discovery of this stuff that was really underground at the time, in the 80s, for example. Also, the people that would carry these traditions began to take this as a different, in a different way, understanding it as something important.
Now, you were a pioneer of mangue beat. What were the circumstances that gave rise to this new style of music?
It's really funny because we came from this city that in the 80s were just like a rock city. There were only rock bands. And there was the traditional music in the streets and in the neighborhoods that nobody cared. And then in the 90s, we begin to look at it and trying to do something with this in different ways and different relation with this traditional music in the city. And then it called attention in the rest of the country, and they put a name as a movement. And we really were a movement, but not organized. We're not talking to each other to do something. We were just doing. And then it happened. So you can't find a rhythm pattern in Recife that is common to everybody. Just people that began before the others in Brazil to look at its own culture and say, well, this is important, let's do something here now. And then now in Brazil, everywhere you can find this is different.
So tell me about the next song that you're going to perform for us, Ariana.
Ariana is kind of a love song, love and death song.
Oh, more joyous stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So prepare to jump, death and rebirth, and now we're going to have a song of honour and hopelessness.
Let's go.
Thanks, Eva.
Não me negue um carinho, pequenina. Só teu toque alivia o meu desgosto. Punha rendas de neve no meu rosto. Deixa a névoa cobrir minha retina. Nosso amor sonolento não termina. Quanto mais acossado, mais respira. Desamarre as cortinas, traga a lira. Me acalente, me acalme, não se importe. Ronca o céu, treme a terra, abala o norte. Se esparrama uma sombra sobre o sul. São o sonho e a noite, irmãos da morte. Só sobrou nós dois no manto azul. Resguarde dormindo nos meus braços. Dance livre de véus em minhas veias. Deixe o vento levar com as areias. minhas contas de dores, meus cansaços. Não pretendo juntar os meus pedaços, só queria esquecer a voz da fera. Para que cicatriz se a carne espera? Sobre o vão da ferida mais um corte. Ronca o céu, treme a terra, abala o norte. Se esparrama uma sombra sobre o sul. São o sonho e a noite, irmãos da morte. Só sobrou nós dois no manto azul. Frases dos profetas que acenderam o calor dos desassombros. Sem as armas pesando nos meus ombros, as razões de morrer pra trás ficarão. E aprendi dos amigos que tombarão. Só importa a certeza, o resto é sorte. Ronca o céu, treme a terra, abala o norte. Se esparrama uma sombra sobre o sul. O sonho e a noite, irmãos da morte. Só sobrou nós dois no manto azul. No manto azul. No manto azul. No manto azul.
Ariana, a song of honour and hopelessness, a love song with an undercurrent of death. Siba and his band, who came into the studio at the end of October. More songs of boats travelling against the tide and being on your own from Siba later on in the programme. Now, I've got three songs here that could all make it into their respective pop charts. Folk-inspired pop from Britain, Sami pop from Norway, and first up, Senko from Northern Mongolia, Tuva, with French-Canadian bass player Garlou. The album is called Go to Tuva, and on this track, Nostalgie Tiva, they take us on a groove-led trip down memory lane. Just the kind of drumming you might hear during Brazil's Carnival Week, which starts at the end of this month. That was Red Herring on the Folklore EP from a group who go by the name of the FLK, which I guess is the SMS version for folk. Before that was an intriguing glimpse into Sami pop music. Ellen Carvin is a Sami singer, a decorator, and wait for it, a belly dancer. She also goes by the name of the Arctic Fairy and looks a little bit like Kate Bush. So, the Commonwealth Games starts on the 23rd of July and goes on till the 3rd of August. They're being held in Scotland for the third time in their history, but for the first time, Glasgow is the host city. 53 members of the Commonwealth nations take part. That means 71 teams, 261 events, and over 4,200 competitors. Well, over the decades, BBC Radio 3 has travelled intrepidly, recording music from all of these nations. So while you limber up in your lounge, let's take you to every nook and cranny of the Commonwealth Games in our landmark weekly series, Commonwealth Connections. Tonight, we bring you a postcard from the Atlantic island of Newfoundland off Canada's eastern seaboard. It's a lively session that was recorded in the island's capital, St. John's, and it features the legendary button accordionist Frank Mayer, folk singer Jean Hewson, respected fiddler Christina Smith, and many other local musicians. It's music of the boats, the seas, and a community that tells a really good tale. So perhaps I should let them tell it themselves.
Well, the sea really is the reason people are here. They came here to fish. And as a result, a lot of the songs that were composed here locally were about fishing, were about that life, and were about, in particular, I think, the terrible things that happened as a result of that life. And it was a way that people grieved to a certain extent back in the old days when something bad happened. They wrote a song about it. We have lots of beautiful ballads about marine disasters. And that continues to this day. You know, there's the old one, like songs like The Union from St. John's and Petty Harbour Bait Skiff right up to Atlantic Blue, which is the Ron Hines song about the loss of the oil rig back, the Ocean Ranger, back in 1982. So, yes, that is who we are. The session at the Rocket has actually been going on for a number of years. Even before this place was called the Rocket, it was a deli and a bakery. And prior to that, it was a hardware store. They would wrap things in brown paper and tie it up with string. I mean, nobody does that anymore. It's still a very beautiful space. It's very bright. And people come here every Tuesday to have lunch and to listen to music and to have a bit of fun. We're fortunate to live on an island because I think it allows us to keep not just the physical boundary, but our cultural boundaries, our personal boundaries. You know, we do have that distance from the world, not just from Canada, but from all of the other things that can come in and really kind of take over. The influences still come in. People move here. There's television. There's radio, but because we have that really solid core and that solid personality, we can integrate what makes sense to us and kind of get rid of the rest. I met Frank Marr when I was about 19, which is quite a while back, more than 30 years ago. I was a huge fan when I first heard him play the accordion because everything he is as a human being is in his music. Like, there is no separation between the man and the accordion. His humor, his vitality, his life, it comes out in his playing. And he's a real prankster. He always loves to play tricks or tell jokes. And life is always fun when Frank is in it. Really, to accompany Frank Marr is to be like sitting on the back of a runaway horse without a saddle, and you're hanging onto the mane and hoping you won't fall off. And that's what it's like to play with Frank.
I used to play the harmonica and the tin whistle a lot when I was young, and a bit of juice harp, but I never did play the accordion until I got 17, 18 years old. My mother played it, and I have a great aunt up around the bay plays it, and my uncle played it, and my mother taught me how to play it.
The mother was chasing her boy round the room, chasing her boy round the room. And as she was chasing her boy round the room, she was chasing her boy round the room, chasing her boy round the room, chasing her boy round the room. And as she was chasing her boy round the room, she was chasing her boy round the room.
He grew up playing harmonica, and he had a little flat, a little boat. Rowboat out in the harbor of St. John's. So he used to row around, and during the war he would play his harmonica for the servicemen. He'd row up to the side of the boat and play his harmonica, and they'd throw nickels and dimes down to him, and he'd get a little money that way. And so he, I guess he figured it was, you know, a lucrative trade. It turns out not to be really. But Frank's father was actually Irish. He was from Tipperary, and his mother was from Central Bay. So he got a love for Irish music and also a love for the traditional Newfoundland music as well. So he plays both. Every musician in St. John's has played with Frank at some point. He's extremely generous. I think he must have played on everybody's album, you know, whether it's accordion or harmonica or, you know. He's had an amazing influence. And playing with the Figgy Duff band, and finally some of us thought, you know, he's always played in everyone else's band, right? And we thought it was time for him to have his own band, and so we love making him look good. Not that we really need to. He looks pretty good himself.
Chasing her by round the room, chasing her by round the room.
I forget the name of that one, but it'll come to me later on.
I think the accordion is king in Newfoundland. There's a lot of tremendous accordion players. It's really the centerpiece for a lot of bands and a lot of groups. I think that thanks to people like Christina Smith and Kelly Russell, who are out there actively teaching, collecting songs, and publishing their collections as well, I think that the fiddle has become a lot more popular, and there are a lot of groups of children now actively engaged in learning how to play the fiddle.
Historically, well, Newfoundland was settled by English, Irish, Scots, and French Acadian. And, of course, they all lived in different places. The Irish were on the East Coast, and the English scattered all the way around. The Scottish were in the Caudroy Valley in one little spot, and the French just on the West Coast there by Port au Port. And so we have a lot of different styles of music on the island. We, you know, in the East, it sounds pretty Irish, and you go out to Port au Port and you're going to hear a real Cadian sound with the foot clogging and everything, and then you go 100 or 2 kilometres up the coast and you're going to get Scottish music. So it's depending on where you go, it's all very different. And our settlement was pretty much done by 1830, you know, 1840. That was the last huge influx of people. After that, it was, you know, a few people came and went. But our road was the ocean for a long, long time. And our first road across the island was in 1967. So we didn't really have a lot of intercommunication except on the schooners and the coastal boats. So that was our means of transportation. And so the tunes would travel that way. I mean, people would go to neighboring communities and exchange tunes and play and go to each other's dances and that kind of thing. But this music doesn't live unless it goes through someone. You can't put it on a page and get somebody to read it off. It doesn't work. Then, you know, they might get the notes, but they're not going to get the feel. They're not going to know what the tune was for, how it was played, or anything like that. It only lives by going through people. So it's kind of like a virus, you know?
My favorite shanty is actually not a sea shanty. It's Tickle Cove Pond, which really is a shanty. It's a work song. It speaks to the heart of Newfoundland, which I think is about community. And it's about this fellow who falls through the ice with his horse with a load of wood on and calls out to his neighbors. They all come running, and he's afraid that his horse is going to die. So he ties a knot. They tie a rope around the horse's breast, and they all have to haul to pull the horse out of the water. And of course the chorus goes, lay hold William Oldford, lay hold William White, lay hold of the cordage and pull all your might, lay hold of the bowline and pull all you can, and give me a lift with poor Kit on the pond. And this is actually one of my favorite Newfoundland songs. It's so beautifully written because this suspenseful situation just builds and builds through each verse of the song. And you don't find out what happens to that horse until the very last line of the song, where they do the shanty again. And the last line is, and with that we pulled Kit out of Tickle Cove Pond. So yay, the horse is saved and all is well. I don't know what people do during the course of a day to make themselves feel better. I guess some people get up in the morning and they can't survive without a cup of coffee. And some people have to see a specific person in order to feel happy and in order to feel like they can get on with their day. For me, when I pick up my guitar, that is what makes my day. And that is what I get out of bed for in the morning.
Opening the window in a part of the world that I, for one, knew little about. Great stories and feisty stuff from Newfoundland, recorded in the capital, St. John's. And thanks to producer Sushil Dade, who made the trip over there. If you go to the Radio 3 website, you can read Sushil's own postcard from Newfoundland about making that recording, and also some great pictures there in the gallery for you to see. You can also join the conversation about Commonwealth connections on Twitter at BBC Radio 3. The hashtag is R3 Commonwealth. There's lots on the Radio 3 website, so do pay it a visit. Next week, our Commonwealth connections, our record breaker's choice comes from the Bahamas. Olympic medalist Chris Brown, a.k.a. The Fireman, talks about Junkanoo, Bohemian street music that helps him run fast. And we've got music from South Africa. And here's a taster for you. It's from the choir of the Holy Ethiopian Church in Zion, who meet every Sunday morning in Soweto to sing songs, blending ancient Zulu melodies and missionary-style harmonies that they say brings them closer to God. Here they are with a song called Walk the Light of God.
Walk in the light of God.
Oh, yeah. Walk in the light of God.
Walk in the light.
Walk in the light.
The choir of the Holy Ethiopian Church in Zion singing Walk the Light of God from South Africa. Another of the Commonwealth nations, part of our Commonwealth Connections series here on Radio 3. So let's go back to Siba and his band who came into the BBC studios when they were here on tour at the end of October. Here he is with Brisa, Breeze, a song with a northeastern Brazilian sensibility.
Jangada, eu batizei regalia e por gozar ventania o pano é bem amarrado. Minha jangada, eu batizei água benta para os balés da tormenta. O pano é bem amarrado no mar salgado. Anjo em pica, pende e salta, toda vez que a maré é alta, namora o vento exaltado. Mas a brisa, o ser carinhosa, é quem mais tem castigado. A brisa, o ser carinhosa, é quem mais tem castigado. Música. madrugada eu batizei majestade, e por gozar tempestade o pano é bem amarrado. Tenho enfrentado assédio dos tubarões, bombardeio dos trovões, coices do mar revoltado. Sou condenado ao vazio da calmaria, às lágrimas da chuva fria e a regressar sem pescado. A prisão.
Well, I'm here with Siba and his group who have come here from the northeast of Brazil with their own brand of, I guess you call it alternative tropical folk rock.
I like his name.
Siba, tell me something about your group. Introduce them to me.
Okay. Thiago Babalu on drums. We've got Felipe Faraco in keyboards, Mestre Nico on percussion, and this little horn. I don't know the name in English, euphonium maybe, we call it bombardino. And we have Leandro Gervasio on tuba.
How do you go about writing your songs? I mean, do you think of yourself as a poet or a musician?
I began needing to write something and writing to sing. And then I connected with these traditions of poetry, oral poetry in Northeast that are really serious. Some of these styles of poetry you have to try it for years until you begin to really understand and manage the techniques. So I went really deep into this to make myself a poet. And then I realized that some of the poets that I loved most in these traditions, they use different styles of music to carry on the poetry. So I freed myself from being this or that kind of poet, because I can, since I am also a musician with different backgrounds, I began to understand that I'm a poet and I can do anything I can with the music, so I'm not worrying anything anymore about it. I can tell you that in Northeast, we have this really strong and deep connection with the relation of words and rhythm. This is my background, this is where I come from, this is my main reference for what I do.
That song that you played just now, Brisa, tell me a bit about it.
This is a song about love and not that much suffering.
Less suffering than the one before.
Yeah, yeah. It says that the breeze, it's about a man with a boat and the ocean and the winds. Everything's really harsh and hard on him. But he tells that his love, which is the breeze, makes him suffer more. But there's no death included.
No, although you're being encircled by sharks, that's fine. You survive.
Yeah, it's in the next one.
Would I be right in saying that the groove in that is something that you're a master, that bacchi salto, is that right? The loose thud?
Uh-huh. But the bacchi salto is a very specific rhythm pattern for us. It will be kind of present in the next song, which is mixed of frevo and bacchi salto. It's a fast rhythm. And for me, this is the main source of power because it's the poetic tradition that I take part more deeply. It's the maracatu.
So what is that, the last song you're going to sing for us?
This is Canoa Furada, that tells the story of a man that was in a boat and then went asleep and found himself in the deep ocean. And there's a shack around and the boat is making water and his cellular phone have no credit and there's no way out in a funny way.
Siba, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pescar de canoa, cochilei sem querer. E o rio me levou sem eu ver e no alto mar me largou. A canoa velha deixou muita água minar. E eu nunca aprendi a nadar. Será que essa água é molhada?
A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar.
Em vez de eu pescar um xaré, o saberé caraúna. Roubalo, tainha, saúna, camurim, camarão. Quem veio foi um tubarão pra me arrudear. E será que ele quer me lanchar? Será que eu aguento a dentada?
A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar.
Gritei, meu Jesus, me socorra, me acuda, mamãe. Meu Deus, manda alguém que me apanhe, mas não chega ninguém. E o meu celular não dá nem pra ligar a cobrar. E a conta ficou sem pagar e a linha já tá bloqueada.
A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar.
Queria fazer uma prece para um santo qualquer. Que venha da onde vier, mas me tire daqui. O caso é que eu nunca aprendi faz pra rezar, e também não ia adiantar, que reza de ateu não dá nada.
A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar. A canoa furada já tá perto de afundar.
Canoa Fohada, Siba paddling upstream against the odds in a leaky canoe. Music with a very personal story. Now, if you put saxophones in the hands of the Shadows and have ZZ Top as their backing group, you'd get these guys, Analogic. They hail from Denmark and their music is not surprisingly playful. Here they are, sounding distinctly Ethiopian. For good measure, they have thrown in a belching camel.
Ain't give me.
High Life with Cuban salsa from Easy Kabaka Brown, a.k.a. Opotopo, a Nigerian singer whose light shone brightly in the 70s. Opotopo was also the name of Easy's debut album that was first released in 1976. And Soundway Records, as they do, have restored this gem for our delectation. And it's a treasure worth having in your collection. There's one song on the album where he even sounds a bit like one of my heroes, Harry Belafonte. And I'm going to play it on the programme next week. Now, if you go to our website at bbc.co.uk/radio3 and make your way to World on 3, all the information about tonight's playlist is there, plus lots of great stuff, as I said earlier, on our Commonwealth Connections series. Now, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin have won awards for being a sterling duo, and their latest album, Mind, simply reaffirms this. What I particularly like about this song, The Nailmaker's Strike Part 2, is that they've taken a 19th century protest song and brought it into this century without taking away the simplicity of the message or its power.
have done.
Thank you.
Bulimundo, the name of the group, the album and that track, and a style of music called Electro Funana. Funana was the music of the rural communities that was oppressed by Cape Verde's colonial authorities. As the country struggled with its identity post-independence that came in 75, Cachas, the leader of Bulimundo, plugged into Funana and sent a cultural shockwave in motion. He brought the big band sound to a form of music that was previously looked down upon by the urban classes. And although now some 30 years since the band formed and nearly 25 years since Cachas' death in a car crash, the band retains iconic status and the music still sounds pretty fresh. Well, that's it for tonight. You've been listening to me, Lopa Gotari. Thanks to my producer, Juan Carlos, for whom this is his first World on 3, and to the rest of the team here at World on 3. My guest next week is the legendary powerhouse Angelique Kidjo. Who better to have in session on Valentine's Day? And I promise I'll try not to make the programme too schmaltzy. I'm going to play us out tonight with two tracks. I know that's quite unusual, but I like the way they flow together. And having read that Philip Henry, whom I play just now, is also a student of Indian steel guitarist Debashish Bhattacharya, I want you to play a short piece, Elegy, from Philip, where he plays slide guitar. Elegy then flows into Blood and Bones, a beautiful song from young Londoner Will Varley. So till next week, here's Philip Henry's Elegy, followed by Will Varley and Blood and Bones. Goodbye.
Men are made from blood and bone, like metal made from dust. Men are bound to die alone, like metal's bound to rust. Late, late, late night on the hill, the poet came a knocking on the shaman's windowsill. Help me, my words don't visit anymore, the shaman laughed. Picked a mouse up from the floor They sat there in the dark while a muti was prepared from the blood of the mouse and an eagle's head. Drink this, said the shaman, it'll calm your mind. I promise words will flow from you like the rain from the sky. The poet, he drank till the glass was bare, while outside a nightingale sang in the air. Thank you, said the poet, may the gods bless your soul. He shook the old man's hand, walked out into the cold. Early next morning, as the sun began to rise, screams rang out across the old diamond mine. My lover, my lover, my lover is dead. Next to his wife lay the poet in his bed. Men are made from blood and bone, like metal made from dust. Men are bound to die alone, like metals bound to rust. After many years have passed and gone, many tears cried. Still no one could console the poor old poet's bride. For in this life or in the next, still she implored that one of these days she would see her love once more. Then one day in the winter, while the famines took a hold, into a tavern walked a stranger from the cold. He said, I'm looking for my woman, I've been away for many years. The poet's widow was a summoned from her tears. If it's you, said the widow, then where have you been? The demon, said the stranger, they took me from my sleep. They locked me in the caves, put nails through my skull. I escaped with the help of this lonesome nightingale. If it's you, said the widow, then spin me a line. The stranger cleared his throat, looked deep into her eye. Said men are made from blood and bone, like metal made from dust. Men are bound to die alone, like metals bound to rust. They drank and they danced late into the night, but the poet's father was not so satisfied. Next morning the stranger was awoken with a thud, as the police came to take samples of his blood. And as the results of the tests came in, the poet's father screamed, I knew it wasn't him. The lonely executioner sharpened his blade from doing God's work. A living he made. And just before he raised his axe up to the birds, he asked the stranger, do you have any last words? At a shaman he smiled up on the hill. His promise to the poet was fulfilled. And a widow cried to the moon, and the nightingale sung her last tune. Said men are made from blood and bone, like metal made from dust. Men are bound to die alone, like metals bound to rust. Men are made from blood and bone, like metal made from dust. Bound to die alone, like metals bound to rust.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time is now 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. This opening concert from the 2013 Bodensee Festival. Bodensee is Lake Constance to us. To come here, piano trios by Haydn, Robert Schumann and his slightly younger English contemporary and friend William Sterndale Bennett. The players are violinist Hanna Weinmeister, cellist Anita Leutzinger and pianist Anton Kerniak. And they set off with one of the three piano trios Haydn dedicated to his friend, the pianist Therese Janssen. All of them tributes to her pianistic powers. And this one, the C major, Hoboken No. 27, has perhaps the most virtuosic keyboard writing in all the Haydn trios.